Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Today we celebrate a feast of St. John Chrysostom, whose liturgy we celebrate so often. It's 31 years after his death, on his way to harshest exile, from the harsh exile he was in, and his relics were brought back to the imperial city of Constantinople. And this feast we can readily find to read about, so I won't go into it more here. But because we celebrate his day today, the epistle reading is appointed, a special reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews that we read for saintly bishops. And though we don't hear his name in this epistle reading, we understand the great high priest of whom Paul writes is Christ. For he says, we have a great high priest, set apart, blameless, separated from sinners. And we see this visually, Christ as high priest, in the icon of him in the center, in the apse of the church. For Christ is vested as a bishop, and a bishop is called high priest in the liturgical books of the church. Christ is the high priest. And what is it that a priest does that no one else can do? Offer sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it was grain offerings, incense, and animals that the priests offered as sacrifice. A sacrifice for pardon of sins, for intercession, for thanksgiving, for worship of God. And Christ, our great high priest, he takes up the sin of the world, sin singular, from the beginning of the world to the end of the age, he takes all sin upon himself. He takes it up. And as incense is consumed in the fire, so our sin is consumed in his self-offering. For the sacrifice he offers is not anything other than himself. That he offers himself up on the cross, taking up our sins to be consumed in his death. So we understand the connection then between this reading for a bishop and regarding high priest, when we see him vested as high priest in the icon. And we know that he makes an offering, a sacrifice, and it is the sacrifice of himself. So he is as priest, he makes the offering. But he also receives it. For if you look more closely at the icon, you'll see Christ is seated. When a priest makes an offering, he is standing. The one who receives the sacrifice is seated to receive it. So he does both. He sacrifices and he receives. And the high priest in the Old Testament, to assume office, was washed, anointed with oil, clothed in a robe, in vestments. And it's something that happens to us at our baptism. For the same three things happen. We are washed with water. We are anointed with oil and chrism. We are clothed in the white robe. This makes visible what St. Peter writes in his epistle, that we are a kingdom of priests. All of us, by baptism, are priests. And all of us make the same offering, the offering of our life. We offer to God all we have, which is our life. We offer up bread and wine at every liturgy. and in them we put and pour all of our fallenness, our misery, our pain, our despair. And we offer them up as sacrifice, and as they come to God's altar, he changes them into himself. We pour our fallenness into the chalice only to receive him. This is the sum of our living as a kingdom of priests, of offering ourselves, every bit of ourselves, to God. And he gives back so much more, because he gives back to us himself, his very self, so that all we offer up at the Holy Liturgy, all we offer up to Christ, in him, through him, and by him, he gives back to us as himself, to wash away our sins again, to bring us to eternal life. This is the common vocation of us Christians, becoming saints, priests who become saints, ones who offer up our lives to Christ. And though we will leave these church doors today to go back to our own homes with our own cares and concerns, and yes, committing our same sins again and again, yet Christ waits for us to come back to him, to offer our lives to him, and he will let us grab hold of him, and he will deify us again. He will fill us again with himself, so that more and more we are changed from creatures of the earth to creatures of heaven, where he abides, to whom we give glory with the Father and the Spirit to the ages of ages. Amen.